It's neither trick nor treat, really. But after Halloween passes tonight, tomorrow, November 1st, will mark the opening for enrollment for health insurance. We're talking insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplace for coverage in 2023. And this year, there are a few changes designed to help people looking to buy health insurance and maybe make it more affordable. Senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News, Julie Appleby, has the breakdown. Hey there, Julie.
Hey, how you doing?
I am well, thank you. So I'm thinking more affordable sounds great. However, we know that premiums are getting more expensive for everyone, whether we're buying through ACA marketplaces or from employers. Do these changes provide any relief from that?
Yeah, actually, you know, inflation is going up for health insurance on average, about a 4% increase for Affordable Care Act plans, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. But the good news is for a lot of people, the vast majority of people get some kind of subsidy for an Affordable Care Act plan. And as the premiums go up, the subsidies go up along with them. So that pretty much offsets the premium increase for most people. Again, shop around because you might need to change insurance plans to see those savings.
Okay, so that sounds encouraging. How do people find out if they qualify for that?
They can go on healthcare.gov, which is the federal government website that serves about 33 states, or on their own state website, and they can plug in their income and other numbers. There's also a number of calculators online that'll help you figure out what the subsidies are. And this year also, the Biden administration continued an effort it started last year of increasing funding for these folks that help you enroll. They're often called navigators or assisters. And so folks can find help signing up with that as well, and they can learn a little bit more about the subsidies.
Is what you're describing part of these efforts to address what's been called the family glitch, so that more families will have a choice between whether to do an ACA plan or whether to do an employer plan?
That is one of the big changes for this year. So under some new rules that were just finalized by the Biden administration, it expands the number of families with job-based insurance that are now eligible for an ACA subsidized plan. So before, if you had job-based insurance that was considered affordable, you couldn't go on the Affordable Care Act marketplace and get a subsidy. And how did they define, you know, affordable? And it was based on how much it would cost the worker out of pocket for an employee-only plan, not the cost for adding the family members, which is generally a lot more expensive. So now, under these new rules, they're going to look at both. They're going to look at how much is it for employee-only and how much would it cost to add the family members. And if that cost is more than 9.1% of a person's household income, that family could choose to go, you know, forego the work-based coverage and go on the ACA and get a subsidized plan. Not everybody will save money, but some people might save money by doing that. That's called the family glitch, and they might save money by going on the ACA and getting a subsidized plan instead of going through their work-based program.
And before I let you go, you said that we should shop around, which is always great advice. If we are looking to shop around, maybe switch our ACA plan, what do you advise? How should we do it?
Well, certainly compare across plans and look across what they're called the metal levels, you know, the gold, silver, bronze plans, see what subsidies are available. Don't look just at premium costs, but look at the things like deductibles and copays. Make sure your providers that you want to use are in the network.
And just a quick reminder of the key dates to have in our heads.
Right. Open enrollment starts November 1st, and it goes through January 15th in most states. But remember, if you want coverage that starts on January 1st, you generally need to sign up by December 15th in most states.
Got it. So time to get cracking. Thank you, Julie.
All right. Thank you.
That is Julie Appleby, senior correspondent at Kaiser Health News.